Welcome to Wellness Spring. In this exciting episode, I chat with the legendary Mike Roberts, the diehard Wrexham fan who helped spark the Wrexham takeover of Sydney's York Lane Bar. Born in Wrexham, now living in Sydney, Mike's passion turned a quiet laneway pub into a buzzing home for Wrexham Aussie fans. Hear how he landed on BBC and Channel 9, was gifted a framed signed Wrexham shirt on live TV, and why he's taken a gap year to follow his beloved club around the world with his family. This one is full of heart humour and pure Wrexham pride. So tune in now for a taste of what's to come.
Cheers.
Cheers, and welcome to Wellness Spring. It's so lovely to have you on the show, Mike.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and can you tell us who or what inspired you to have the York Lane as the next home for Wrexham fans?
I can. Obviously, my passion for Wrexham Football Club is pretty deep and massive. So my wife told me the other night, because I said, loved Wrexham all my life, and she said, you know what, Mike, the first night we met, it took you about 20 minutes before you mentioned Wrexham Football Club. This is back in the 80s, right? I ended up working just above Dito, just over here. And so this was it's a local coffee shop, comes a bar at night. It's a very eclectic clientele. So I started coming here. And what happened was I noticed the sign, if you just go over there, there's a sign that says Belief, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
So I said, what's the word about? He said, I love Ted Lasso. And I said, I like Wrexham. We started talking and I said, we haven't got a Wrexham supporters club home, like a little bar. And I said, this would be perfect. So I don't know, just sort of went from there. And it wasn't that long after that Wrexham started becoming famous when Ryan took them over. And over the last 3 or 4 years, we've just got in, started talking about how we want to get the boys through the door one day. This is going to be the Wrexham Down Under Bar.
Yeah.
And we've even talked about getting Hugh Jackman in here and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's just been a thing that happened.
Perfect. And how do you see the buzz, the lead up to the big game?
How do I see it? Well, it's been quite interesting, actually, because in the last, I'm getting my 15 minutes of fame in about the last 3 or 4 weeks. So the Wrexham Lager people that have Wrexham Lager, I got in touch with them and told them we had a York Lane bar, and then they got interested and then ended up doing the Wrexham bar, using this bar here to do the launch live on TV with Carl Stefanovic and all the team. And that was great. We had a big thing. But within 2 days of that, suddenly I was getting phone calls everywhere. So ended up, there was a TEG who are bringing Wrexham to Sydney. Went and did some ads for them, and they came in here and started doing some filming. And then we got a call from the BBC. So the BBC, actually BBC Wales, have been in here and they've been filming. And more and more people in social media, we put this out on all our social media sites, and what used to be a trickle, so we've got the book inside, which is the Wrexham, it's the visitor's book. I don't know whether you've seen it yet, but it's got probably 200 different names in it, and that's been getting a hammering lately. So I think the other day I've met 8 people in one day, so people are starting to trickle through. And but what I can't wait for is when Wrexham do come to Sydney, this place is going to be on fire that day. We got a lot of people coming. We just hope people will continue to come through the bar. You've got to meet Dieter. He's just an absolute, what do you call him, an amazing character.
Yeah.
And he's even talking about going to Wrexham now just to see what it's like over there. So, yeah, it should all kick off here. And as you can see here, this would be a fantastic place to start singing. We actually had the Dubai Reds over a few weeks ago. And we had the big flag here, and we were all singing in the laneway, and yeah, so can't wait. It's going to be great. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Yeah. And of course, Welsh people love to sing.
They do.
And drink a nice beer. And
it's good beer too, isn't it?
Yeah. And so The Wrexham story is like a true fairy tale. Would you agree? And what is your personal take? Because it's gone viral, global.
It has. And this has been the theme for the last 12 months, is that for me, Wrexham, I've been here 57 years, right? So it's a long time. But Wrexham and the football club, before I left, I trained with the team as a 10-year-old for a whole day. John Neal picked me up from home and took me there. And I have never, ever, Wrexham football club's never left my heart. And yet Wales, you're talking to me about rugby and that's all that. Wales, look, I'm Welsh, but nothing is like Wrexham football club to me. So that has always been close to my heart. And I remember I used to wait 3 weeks for the score. I wait for Shoot Magazine to come in and, all the years. And over the years, I've been back. I went for my honeymoon and took my boys back to their 21st. And it's the story about when it snowed for 8 games and we didn't get to see them play. Taking an Australian soccer player over to play for Wrexham. And he played for Wrexham. So all this background has been a part of my character. Every Aussie that knows me goes, oh, I'm Aussie, but he's got this thing about this football club that no one's ever heard of, right? Now, it's gone from, isn't that team that you, that's the team that's become famous, and it's just taken off like you wouldn't believe. And now, I was at a trivia night the other night, and one of the girls came in, it was like 3 nights ago, she came in with a Wrexham scarf and that she just bought because she just joined the Wrexham supporters group. And it wasn't because I knew her. She said, no, I've been following Rex. And all these people are coming out of the woodwork and no one had ever heard of them, have they? And now it's just surreal. And now, and even that, for me, Humble Mike, being on the BBC, being in so many TV things, obviously you're not going to get on TV if there isn't any interest there. It's just, amazing.
I know. Who would have thought, that Wrexham and Wrexham pub, the turf, would be such a phenomenal. And you mentioned that you missed 8 games, and I believe
I did.
Just before, around the 8th game, you had a game of snooker with Wayne Jones.
Yeah, I just hope he remembers. I think he will. And it was the year that he first came in. I heard the other day he said 2008, 2009 was when he first came to the turf, and I was over there in 2009/10 over the, and I remember this guy. And it got to about the 4th game, and we went there with the boys, and they said, the game might be on, it might not. And I said to Wayne, come on, going to have a game of snooker. So I had 2 boys with us. So he joined in, we played snooker. And I always remember him coming in saying, oh, sorry, mate, the game's off again. And I was just devastated. So my memories of Wayne was actually being quite sad. But we used to go into the turf a lot. And I even remember as a kid, I never went in when I was a 10-year-old, but I remember being outside. I've got my brick in the wall too, just around the corner from the turf.
Wow.
Mike Robertson family, Sydney, Australia, is in my brick. And Wayne, then Dieter started talking to Wayne. So he actually sent him some T-shirts. Don't know whether you've seen them. There's some hanging up. It's Always Sunny in York Lane. This is obviously It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But I'm seeing photos of Wayne wearing those behind the bar in the tour. So when he does come out, if he has 5 minutes, it'd be great to catch up. So I'm sure we'll bump into him somewhere, Melbourne or Sydney. And I mean, love him to come here, have a look. Because to me, this is the turf down under, right? So it's as close as you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah. And I believe he is coming out.
Yes, I've heard a rumour.
And also a rumour that he's starting a turf pop-up bar.
Yes, I've heard that as well. Oh, it'd be fantastic. We're having a big crowd here before the game, and we're trying to work out, how long does it get from here to the game, and, it probably takes about an hour by the time you get yourself organised. So it's really good because if people come here before the game and during the day and have a pop in and then, get to the game an hour or a couple of hours early, I think Wayne will be swamped.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm assuming it's at the stadium. Is that right? You'll be at the stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's going to be. So I'm going to have to leave a little bit early from here because I'm going to have to do that before I go into the ground when I get there, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, so I'll be good.
Your company is a startup company you mentioned earlier. For people starting out in business in the same field, what would be your advice to them?
advice to them. So what our startup thing is about, it's actually more for employers of businesses and mm-hmm. also the what would you call it, the members and of mutual banks or banks. And the thing that we try and get across is people need to understand basic financial literacy concepts.
Yeah.
And we need to stop focusing on financial planners, focusing on the top 1%. There's 80% of people that need a hell of a lot of help that
yeah.
would certainly benefit Australia and its economy and make everybody a lot happier if the basic concepts were actually transferred and communicated to the general public. So a little bit lefty, but, you know, and I'm not really that lefty, but when you look at how poor financial literacy is and the stress that that causes, it's amazing. So that's my little thing. We could reduce financial stress so much if people were just given access to basic financial literacy. And it's absolutely got nothing to do with education, because no one ever taught it. It's got nothing to do with IQ, just that nobody's been taught.
Yeah.
So that's my little thing.
Oh, great.
Thank you for asking.
Pleasure. And is there anything you'd like to share to the listeners?
Only come on down to York Lane if you ever get a chance, or if you come to Australia, you've got to visit Dieter, sign the book. And if there's anybody in Wrexham, I'm coming out in about 9 weeks, and I'll be at the turf more often than not.
Thank you.
It's been
an absolute pleasure, and I'm sure everybody will benefit from this chat.
Thank you.
Okay.